Derek Hawkins is reporting for Public News Service. If you receive health care in the Northeast, you may be more likely to undergo medical tests that you don't need. According to a new study from New York University, researchers surveyed patients with low-risk breast and prostate cancer and found that, on average, more than 40% of them received imaging tests that were expensive and unnecessary. The figure was higher in the Northeast than elsewhere. Dr. Daniel Makarov, the study's lead investigator, said imaging rarely proved useful for patients with those types of cancer. Not only are you paying for the initial test, not only is the patient wasting his or her time to go to the initial test, but it's almost certain not to yield anything that's going to affect how you're ultimately going to treat the patient, he said. Imaging for breast and prostate cancer involves scanning for other types of cancers that may have spread in the body. Researchers said the practice is widely overused but difficult to phase out. Makarov, assistant professor of health policy at NYU School of Medicine, said the connection between where you live and what kind of treatment you receive is a strong one. Practice norms and medical culture may account for regional differences in the use of imaging, he said, but the issue needs further investigation. I don't think it's physicians sitting around and thinking about how they can do something wrong or how they can do extra imaging, he said. I think if you talk to a lot of these physicians, they don't know that they're doing anything different from anyone else because they're just doing what they always do. Makarov said focusing on doctor-patient relationships alone won't solve the problem. He said policymakers need to take a deeper look at how regional factors affect healthcare. The text of the report is online at oncology.jaimannetwork.com. Wednesday, March 18th is Village Election Day in the state of New York. The elections were moved from the traditional Tuesday, March 17th, to Wednesday this year because New York State municipal law prohibits villages from holding elections on St. Patrick's Day. In Athens, there is a contested mayoral race and contested village board races. The polling location is Village Hall at 2 First Street from noon to 9 p.m. Catskill, the polling location is Village Hall, 422 Main Street from noon to 9 p.m. And there is a contested Board of Trustees race there. Coxsackie, contested mayoral race and contested village board races. The polling location is Village Hall at 119 Mansion Street from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Hunter, uncontested trustee race. The polling location is Village Hall, 7955 Main Street, and that's from noon to 9 p.m. Tannersville, both those races are uncontested, and the polling location is Village Hall, 1 Park Lane, from noon to 9 p.m. For additional information, contact the Greene County Board of Elections at 719-3550. Columbia County, Chatham, there are two uncontested races there, and the polling location is Village Hall at 77 Main Street from noon to 9 p.m. Kinderhook is an uncontested trustee race. The polling location is Village Hall, 6 Chatham Street from noon to 9 p.m. Philmont, both those races are uncontested. The polling location is Village Hall, 124 Main Street from noon to 9 p.m. And Valaty, both those races are uncontested. The polling location is the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building, Church Street from noon to 9 p.m. And voting is on paper ballots. For additional information, contact the Columbia County Board of Elections at 828-3115. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced another round of targeted crude oil tank car and rail inspections March 17th. These inspections found 93 deficits, including 7 critical safety problems that required immediate corrective action and 2 hazardous materials violations. Cuomo's inspections are a response to a series of oil train accidents around the U.S. and Canada as shipments of crude oil have increased in recent years. Our administration is continuing to hold crude oil transporters to the highest standard of safety, and this latest round of inspection shows that our efforts are making a significant difference when it comes to protecting New Yorkers, Cuomo said in a statement. The importance of these inspections is underscored both by the recent rash of derailments and explosions involving crude oil trains in other states, as well as the current lack of tough regulations, which only Washington has the authority to impose. In the meantime, we will continue to remain vigilant and work with all partners to make sure that crude oil is transported safely across the state. Locally, oil trains run daily on the west side of the Hudson River, with many sitting at a yard in Albany between I-787 and the river. Read the rest of the press release below at newsroom.wgxc.org. John W. Barry in the Poughkeepsie Journal reports that an 86-car CSX freight train derailed south of Beacon March 14th. There were no injuries and no fuel spills, but there were delays with passenger service on Metro North March 15th. The Federal Railroad Administration, Metro North Railroad, and CSX are investigating the accident. CSX freight trains and Metro North passenger trains use the same Hudson Line tracks on the east side of the Hudson River. This train was carrying construction debris. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Your weather for Wednesday, March 18th, 2015. Today, partly sunny, high near 30. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low around 13. Thursday, sunny, high near 33. Thursday night, mostly clear, low around 13. Friday, a chance of snow before 2 p.m., then rain and snow likely, partly sunny, high near 36. Friday night, rain and snow showers likely before 8 p.m., then a chance of snow showers, cloudy, low around 28. Saturday, partly sunny, high near 47. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low around 23. Sunrise today was at 7:01 a.m., sunset today is at 7:05 p.m. The length of the day is 12 hours and 4 minutes. Today is the third Wednesday of the month. There are a number of public meetings here at WGXC. We do suggest calling ahead to confirm the time and location of these meetings, and all numbers are in the 518 area code unless otherwise noted. Catskill Town Board meeting 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill. 943-2141 Columbia County Board of Supervisors Human Services Committee meeting 5 p.m. at County Office Building, 401 State Street, Hudson, 828-1527. Ghent Planning Board 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66, Ghent, 392-4644. Greene County Legislature meeting 6:30 p.m. all at County Building, 411 Main Street, Catskill, 719-3270. Hudson Zoning Board of Appeals meeting 6:30 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street, Hudson, 828-1030. Stuyvesant Zoning Revision Committee meeting 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive, Stuyvesant, 758-6248. Taconic Town meeting 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82, Taconic, 851-7638. Taconic Hills Board of Education meeting 6:30 p.m. at Central Office Boardroom, 73 County Route 11A, Craryville, 325-2800. And that is your news and your weather for today, Wednesday, March 18th, 2015.